Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Monday, May the 4th, 2020. 17 minutes past the hour, coming up on 18 minutes. What is it? 5-4-2020, day before Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, it's been one of those mornings. It's been a complaint morning this morning. You know, started with a cold shower, then went to McDonald's where they took my dime and didn't give me 3 cents back. It's been a morning so far here on WWGH Radio. Don't forget today, a special voice of the people with the mayor, Scott Schertzer, will be on today, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will follow this show today, 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And there'll be another voice of a people today from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the Mike Wilson show from 5:10 until 6 p.m. So it's going to be a day here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned all day. So let's see here. We got through the shopping. We got through the cold shower. We got through McDonald's in hour number one. We talked about Kent State. Does anybody have any thoughts on Kent State or any of those things? Does anybody know what went on with the water heater this morning? I'm telling you, my big thing is going to be today remembering to reset the water heater. Now, I don't think the breaker popped. Now, I have not been out to the garage to see if the breaker popped. I'll do that when I get home today, if I remember. It's going to be so easy to forget this, because the only time you need hot water, really, is in the morning. And the further you get removed from something, the more you forget about it. And I should have written a note, but I didn't. And that's the way it goes. So hopefully I'll remember, or I'll be coming in tomorrow telling about cold showers, which, who needs that? Who needs to take the cold shower, and who wants to hear me come in and complain about it again? So hopefully I remember it tonight to reset the spot, reset the red button, reset the whole deal on the hot water tank. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on your McDonald's trip this morning.
Oh, go right ahead.
I haven't been to the drive-thru since all this has started, but I always would go through and get a coffee. But I would buy a gift card at Kroger's, and you could get both of drinks on that gift card, and don't worry about the change they give you.
You know, that's what I might have to start doing, because I'm not sure, and by me telling this story, what do you think? Do you think that they just type in the exact amount or something, that they don't know that I gave them a dime?
I mean, I don't know what they do, but yeah, it's, I know that the people nowadays don't know how to make the restaurant tell now how to make the change. When I was growing up and working in retail, the cash register did not tell you how much change to give back. You just counted backwards, but they don't do that anymore, and they have no clue of how to give you change back.
No, and you know, the thing about it was, you know, if she had said that this morning, I would have been okay with that, but the fact that she shut the window, I don't know if she wondered why I was still sitting there, or if she thought she had done something wrong, and I understand it's 3 cents, it's no big deal, but it was just a very weird thing for customer service.
Is she the same person that takes orders? Maybe did she shut the window to take another order?
You know, she might have. I think maybe it is the person with the headset on, but, you know, in all the mornings that I go there, which is pretty well every morning at this point, I have never seen that done before, because usually they take your money, they take an order, and then they say, okay, it'll be $1.07, and they take your money, and then they give you your change, and you go on. And I I also didn't get a receipt this morning, which is odd, because most mornings, even if you give them exact change, they hand you back a receipt.
Oh, not here at Southland, they don't.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, no. You know, I sit there and wait, and then pretty soon she'll say, oh, do you want your receipt? And the only time I do is if I want to do the survey or something. But, you know, you can see them pull off and they kind of throw it down, but they don't offer to give you the receipt, at least the last few times I've been through here.
You know, customer service has become a whole different thing. And
yes. Not really.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. That's a good idea to go buy the gift card and just handle it that way.
Yeah, you'd get like a month almost. Well, 23 days maybe worth of drinks on that $25 gift card.
Well, and that would work, because really, I don't do it on the weekend, so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 20 days a month. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, maybe I'll have to go the gift card route. That is a very good idea. Now that, because I guess in the course of a month, because I don't go on the weekends, so really I'm only going 5 days a week. So in the course of a month, I'm really only going 20 days. And it's $1.07 every morning to get the beverage. So I guess if I went the gift card route, somehow I would recoup this 3 cents, because it would just come off the gift card and they would have to hand me back the gift card, and life would go on a little bit easier and a little bit better with the 3 cents. Anybody else have any ideas or any thoughts or have any experiences they would like to share? It doesn't necessarily even have to be McDonald's. It could be the fast food industry in general. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or want to talk about the hot water tank incident this morning that led to the cold shower that started off my Monday morning. What an interesting way to start your Monday morning. Or does anybody have anything to say about the 50th anniversary commemoration of the Kent State shootings, which is today? And I know they had planned all kinds of commemorative ceremonies there, but that is not going to happen because of COVID. Go ahead, caller.
As far as I know, Scott, McDonald's, it's Ronald McDonald House, the charity.
Now, is that what they keep the money for?
I think so, because they got a little box, like a little, you can drop coins in it as you go through the drive-through. I know the one on Delaware Avenue does.
Now, you know, if I was giving money to Ronald McDonald House, I would be totally fine with that. It's just that they don't tell you what they're doing.
Well, I didn't get a receipt one day because I needed it. And I actually had to tap on the window. I said, I need my receipt, please. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. So I did get a receipt.
Well, you know, and as I've said all morning, the fact that she did not give me back my 3 cents out of my $1.10, that's really not the major issue here. It's just that I guess I don't understand why they don't say something to you. Well, first of all, you think they'd give you the 3 cents or say, do you want to donate to the Ronald McDonald House or anything of that nature? I don't know. It's strange. It's
I know a lot of times when it's just a nickel or so like that, I'll just say, put it in the Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, and I would be happy to do that. That's not a big thing. I just, because I'm always waiting for the 3 cents to come back, so I'm not sure how.
Yeah, you know, it is your money, so you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, I would gladly, if they would say, would you like to donate the 3 cents to Ronald McDonald House, I'd say, sure, go right ahead. It's just I end up standing outside of the window, and then they slam that window shut, and I think, well, why in the world would they do that? That's strange.
Yeah, that's true. All right, just wanted to throw it at you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Which is a great charity, the Ronald McDonald House charity, as far as I know. So, yeah, if they want my 3 cents, they can have it. Hopefully that's where it goes. But what I guess I'm worried about is that it's just going in the drawer. That they've, because I think, and I don't know, I've never worked at McDonald's, but I think there's a key on the register that just says exact change, and I think that's what they're hitting, and then they're just throwing my dime and my dollar in the register, and so the 3 cents doesn't go to any charity or anything like that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I don't understand what you're saying. They've not given me change back many times, but with this COVID going on, if I give them an extra 3-5 cents, I just tell them to keep the change. That way we're not exchanging, you know, hand to hand.
Well, and that's, and do you think that could be possibly what this has been, is that it's just because of the COVID?
It probably is. I couldn't tell you that, to be truthful. I mean, I don't know nobody that works there, but I like to know when they took mine in the past where it goes to, because they definitely don't say, but, you know, I'm sure you could email or do something, you know, get a hold of McDonald's and ask them why they do that. But like I said, with the COVID going on, if I give them change, which I do most of the time, I'll just say keep it, and that way we're not, you know, touching hand to hand, because you definitely got to touch hand to hand to get your money back.
Well, you know, the thing about it for me is, and this is what I don't understand, because they've shrunk the windows, and I get that. Well, to be honest, I don't get it, because you're still right there with them. And if you coughed or sneezed or anything, it would still hit them.
Yeah, but, and the window's not even real low. I mean, if they're going to take the money out of that first window like the one on Main Street does, I mean, put the window, you know, 3 or 4 inches high. That's all you need. But, you know, it's a foot or more.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, though, if I hand them the change, we've already connected. So I don't understand why giving me the change back would be a big issue.
Well, that's true, too. You know, it's almost to the point with this COVID going on, you just wish they'd have some kind of arm that they push out, and it pushes it out to you, you know, on a tray, and you just get it from there. But, I mean, I know that's stupid, but not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole, I you know, it's interesting. This is what I like to talk about in the morning. You know, we spend so much time talking about heavy news, but it's really these things that we all go through locally that I think are fun to talk about, because you never know how many other people are having these experiences.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not afraid to say, I mean, before this COVID, I'm not afraid to say, hey, you forgot my 2 cents, because it pees me off when they do it, too, because I really don't think it goes around McDonald's home. It just goes in that drawer, and at the end of the day, you know, they either got an overage or they got a shortage where someone was maybe short, but I don't see McDonald's doing that. If you don't have a penny, they're not going to give you everything that you want. So, you know, they're greedy for sure.
Well, see, that's what I think's happening, because I think there's a button on that register that just says exact change, and I think they're in such a hurry that they're hitting that button, and then they're wondering why you're still out there. And
right.
I because that's what I really think is happening. Because I bet if they handed you a receipt, that it would say exact change.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. You know, if 1,000 people go through that window a day and it's 3 to 5 cents, that's a lot of money.
You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%.
And if we knew it went to the Ronald McDonald House, so be it. Now, Marion don't have boxes no more. I guess when they redid the new McDonald's, they forgot to put them there, and they never did put them back up. So there is nothing there to indicate for the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, and that's a shame, because from my understanding, I've never had to use the Ronald McDonald House or ever really studied up on it, but I hear they do a lot of good things.
Oh, they do. I mean, I used it when my stepdaughter was young. She was at Children's, and she had cystic fibrosis, and we stayed there, and, you know, they treated us good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like I say, if I knew that's where it was going and that's what was happening, perfectly fine. But
you're right, but we just don't know.
We just don't know. Is it just ending up in the drawer and that's the way it goes? Because I don't know if these high school kids, and it's nothing against high school kids, but I don't know if they know how to make change. It's very different.
I would agree with you. I mean, I hate to say that, but I totally agree with the kids nowadays. They want the quick money for them and themselves only, and they don't look at it. And they don't care, too. Even if you got a complaint or something, these young kids, they don't care.
Oh, that's true. And you know, I think to them, 3 cents is nothing, because they're living at home and no big deal, and that's the way it goes, I guess.
I agree, but like I said, there's moods I get in. I want my change. I don't care how much it is. It's just to prove the point.
You're exactly. And just tell me. That's it. It's not about the 3 cents. Just tell me what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's just, realistically, that's kind of robbery. You're paying for something, and, you know, they're not giving you back what you're supposed to get back.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I think that's a very valid point. Absolutely.
All right, Scott. I got to get back to work. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Now, we're getting opinions on the internet as well, but feel free to call in. We can have the conversation. We're getting a lot of calls on this. This is good. This is a topic that I think is of interest to people. How many people are going to fast food places right now? On a normal basis, people are going to fast food places a lot, but during this COVID, during the we can't go into restaurants and sit down mess, I bet a lot more people are going. So give me a ring here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will put you up on the air. Are you having these issues as well as I am? It's interesting to hear. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I heard you had some hot water tank problems this morning.
Oh, my. I had to take a cold shower this morning.
Oh, ain't that just lovely to wake up to?
Oh, on a Monday morning? That was not my way to start this week.
Oh, them things are nasty. They're only good if you go out and buy one, they're only good for like 10 years at that, you know? And you never know when they're going to do their thing, you know?
Well, that's true.
I've been through several of them, so I know all about that. I've been through one in the wintertime. You talk about cold.
Oh, it was awful this morning because I knew as soon as I started to shave and brush my teeth in the sink when the cold water came out, I thought, oh, no. Oh.
You said, uh-oh.
I say, this is about to be a downhill day. This is about to go into the toilet.
Oh, boy, and go out and try to price them bad boys anymore. They've really taken a jump, huh?
Oh, well, you know, and the thing about it is, if it has to be done, it has to be done. But I have had this happen in the past, and usually what happens, for some reason, I don't know if it's because the water tank gets hot, because on Saturday what happened, what I was saying earlier on was, on Saturday I had scalding hot water, which is not normal, scalding hot, and then Sunday it was just kind of lukewarm, and then this morning it was completely cold. So I'm not sure if it overheated on Saturday for some, maybe because the temperature was warmer, maybe because I don't know what happened, but it was definitely warmer than it normally would have been, and I have the feeling that kicked the because see, here's the thing, I'm the only one who lives in the house, and I'm the only one taking showers there at this point. So I think sometimes I don't use a whole lot of water in a 24-hour period, and that water sits in there and gets very hot. And I think there's a thermostat or a breaker on that kicks it out. And I think that's what happened.
That could be. That could very well be. And about your not getting changed from McDonald's?
Yes.
It's never happened to me, but yet I guess they do that. I wouldn't imagine. Like you said, the youth probably don't know how to make the change anymore.
Well, I think they're hitting the exact change button on the register, which, you know, I understand that, but I don't know if it's because they don't think the people want the change back or if it's just because they don't know what they got. I don't know what's happening.
Just go with it, and, you know, if it ain't, you know, if it don't become a habit where they're taking, you know, large amounts from you, I wouldn't really worry about it.
Well, that's true. I guess it's just something, you know, I guess when you're doing a radio show every day and you need material, when something like that happens on your way here, it becomes part of your material that morning.
Yeah, you gotta have it, and they might, you never know, they might get wind of it and get mad at you and say, we ain't gonna sell that Scott Spears no more Diet Coke there.
And then what would I do? I'd have to go down to Wendy's, where I'm still not even sure that they are open for breakfast, and try a whole new thing.
Oh, that's not good. Change is never good.
No, there are certain changes that would not be, and I'm not even sure what I would get at Wendy's, because usually all I get is a beverage, so, you know, I don't know if I would have to order something on the site. I don't know. It's a mess. It's a mess. That's what I think. It's a mess.
Amen to that. Well, I'm going to get off the line. I'm getting ready to go fishing.
Hey, well, there you go. Catch. Where are you going today?
Going down to Delaware.
Hey, well, enjoy it down there.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, and I haven't got my fishing in yet. So you know what? I'll tell you this. This weekend, I think that it's supposed to be fairly nice outside. This weekend might be fishing weekend. I'll have to get my fishing license and head out to fish. Maybe Delaware? I don't know. I'll end up somewhere with a fishing pole and something else. You know, I just got a horrible, horrible message on Facebook. You know, we get the Facebook messages. And, oh my gosh. I'm not even going to say what they said. But we'll hope not. We'll hope what they said might happen, will not happen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. Like I said, I think the kids are doing the best job they can. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I just think there's... I don't know if it's the exact change button. I don't know what's going on. But 740-383-9944. What do you make of the whole fast food thing? That's question number one this morning, which has brought a lot of attention and feedback. What do you make of the whole hot water situation? Or do you have any thoughts on... the 50th commemoration of the Kent State shootings today. I know some of you were alive back in that era, and it was a very heavy issue at the time. And now here we are 50 years later. I don't think the issue is as heavy anymore about what happened, but I think the memory certainly is awful. Awful, awful heavy. And you think about it now, the kids who were involved in that, the college kids, are probably 70 years old now. Isn't that amazing to think about? 50 years has passed. Unbelievable. And there were a lot of celebrations planned today in commemoration of Kent State, but of course those are not happening because of the COVID mess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I want to talk a little bit this morning, and by the way, break in anytime if there's something you want to say, about this whole face mask thing. You know, why has this become a thing? Okay, I understand that the governor wants people to wear face masks because people are going back to work. And I understand that certain people don't want to wear face masks because they're uncomfortable and so on and so forth. But, you know, is it really that big a deal? Because it's not mandatory at this point. Now, some stores are making it mandatory, so I guess... if you work at that store or you're going in that store, you're just going to have to do your thing. But is it really? Are you upset with the face mask thing? And how do you feel about it? Let me know. Should it be mandatory? Should stores be allowed to make you or tell you to wear a face mask? It's an interesting subject. Because it's become such an issue that the governor first said you have to do it, and then he said, well, I don't think I can make you do it. I don't know. Do you think you should wear one? Do you think that stores should mandate that you wear one? Do you think this is government overstepping, as people have said? I don't know. People are dying. It's very, very difficult. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't believe it's required. I think everybody is allowed to make their own decision on this right now, but I do know a lot of the stores are making the decision for you because they're saying to come into their establishment, you must be wearing them. So you got to go with that at this particular point. So any thoughts on the whole face mask mess? 740-383-9944, and that pretty much starts today. But again, it is not mandatory. It is not, it cannot be regulated by the government at this particular point. So I guess it's your choice, but, you know, if somebody sees you not wearing a face mask in the store or at a business, are they going to flip out? I don't know. You know, I can tell you, I don't wear a face mask when I go into the store. Now, it's not because I think if I was ill, if I felt ill, I would. Because I think that's, well, first of all, I probably wouldn't go to the store. And I understand that you can be a carrier without feeling ill, but it just doesn't occur to me to wear a face mask into the store. So it's not a purposeful thing. And I think a lot of people can't wear them. I imagine if you're on oxygen, it would be very difficult to wear a face mask. Or if you had any kind of breathing problem, asthma, allergies, all those things. I think it would be very, very difficult. Now, I know customers at certain stores right now have to wear them, but I guess you don't know till you go to that store. Now, some stores, I don't, today we'll find out, I guess is the way it's all going to shake out in the end. But we'll see. 42 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. We are here for you on WWGH Radio. Okay, face masks, Kent State, cold showers, McDonald's this morning. What else is of interest? Oh, you know what? Lemon bars and bread pudding. I was talking about lemon bars and bread pudding last week, and I still have not gotten either, which tells you the type of people that I associate with. That I cannot get any bread pudding and I cannot get any lemon bars. Now, I'm not talking to the general audience here about this. You know, you would think that somebody would just whip up some lemon bars at this, or give me a good recipe. I could probably whip them up. Go ahead, caller.
I had a childhood trauma, and there is no way that I can have a face mask on.
Well, and that's, I think, what the problem is that I think there are reasons that people aren't wearing them, but now some stores are saying you must have them to come in. And I keep thinking, is this a little late in the game for this?
Well, if the store mandates that I have to have it, then I won't shop at that store. It's either that or I'll get a written doctor's excuse. There is no way in the world that I can wear a face mask.
Right, and I don't know, like I would think an elderly person or somebody on oxygen or somebody with asthma or allergies.
I'm in my late 60s, and I just can't do it.
Right, and I don't know what those people are supposed to do. A lot of people are mouth breathers, and even if you put it below your nose, that can be very suffocating.
Can't do it. and it all goes back to when I was a kid. Just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, and that's right. And I've heard so many people say, who even have them on, say, I had to take this thing off because I can't breathe.
You can't breathe. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a hard, I don't know why this is becoming the thing. I just, if you feel sick or think you're sick or anything, just don't go.
Stay home.
Yeah, don't go to the store. And don't breathe on people. I don't know why this is becoming so complicated.
Well, the Dr. Aitken, whatever her name is, you know, she's up there and she's trying to make you feel guilty for not wearing them. And one of the reasons why the governor changed his mind is because of the phone call from the mother with the autistic child. And that's, you know, and that's, he even said that, he even announced it, that he's retracting what the mandatory because of that. And yet the doctor stands up there and tries to belittle people who can't wear them. So,
well, the thing about it is now
my feelings on the face mask.
Well, and some people now, some of the stores and some of the businesses have said, well, you have to wear them to come in.
Then I won't shop there.
Right, which supersedes the doctor and the governor. But you know, the thing that bothered me the most about this was certain stores were saying, oh, well, we understand people might not know our rules, so we'll sell you a face mask. Now, what is that?
Yeah, no, that's wrong. That's it's wrong.
Yeah, I think people are really starting to go a little bit overboard. I'm not for the spread of this, and I think we need to do the best we can. But boy, oh boy, I think sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves.
I think so.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh, Scott.
And again, the phone lines are open. The face mask thing is an interesting subject because here we are, and who knows how long this is going to last, and now our stay-at-home order is on through the 29th of this month, and it's, you know, the county fair's been canceled. All kinds of things happening. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions? 47 minutes past the hour on the face mask or the Kent State shootings from 50 years ago today or the cold shower this morning. Any thoughts on the hot water tank or the trip to McDonald's? Why, when you give them $1.10, do they shut the window on you and not give your 3 cents back? What happens there? What's going on? If it's for a good charity or just because of this COVID thing and they don't want to give you the money back, that's fine, but I really don't understand that because you've already handed them the money, so it's not like you haven't already made the connection. I don't know. Different, strange, complicated, but if you have any thoughts on it, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And I believe I was informed this morning that this is Mental Health Awareness Month. May? Mental Health Awareness Month? Yeah, I believe that's what it's called. So, you know, here's a good thing, because I think a lot of people, their mental health is being tested at this particular point, and that sometimes is very, very difficult. This whole face mask, this whole pandemic, this whole stay-at-home order, I think people's mental health is really being strained. Money issues at this particular time are becoming a thing. It's unbelievable. Now, see, I'm getting you heard the little ding there, so I got a message on Facebook that I can't say what they're saying because what they said has a little bit of profanity in it, but they said they're going to give me 3 cents just to get my money back. Well, no, it's not about the 3 cents. I think the point here is being lost. It's not about the 3 cents. It's about what is going on there. Do they not know how to count the money, or are they donating it to a charity, which is perfectly fine? I just don't know what's going on. You don't have to give me 3 cents. I don't need the 3 cents. But I don't understand what, and there's no conversation about it. It's not even, you know, we're not giving this back because of the COVID. We're not doing this for any reason. It's strange. But it is not, I don't need the 3 cents. Nobody has to give me the 3 cents. Oh, holy mackerel. 49 minutes past the hour, coming up on 50 minutes. WWGH Radio Time. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are. All right. Kent State commemoration 50 years ago today. Cold shower. Any more thoughts on the McDonald's mask? What do you think about the masks that we're all supposed to wear? You never know. Mental Health Awareness Month, that's what I was talking about. You know, this is important. We've all got to be aware of our mental health. And I think sometimes people aren't aware of their mental health. You know, your mental state is very important. Your mental state can affect your whole day, can affect your whole life, can affect how everything's going. So it's important that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And that we all pay attention to that. And we all deal with those problems. And we all are very cognizant of people who have those problems. And, you know, it's a thing. Make no mistake about it. It's no joke. Mental health is no joke. And that we are in Mental Health Awareness Month is something very important. And I was informed of that this morning. So that is very cool. Well, and I know that there were a lot of people who need some mental health work out there. Obviously, we won't name them, but it's sad. It's sad that people's mental health sometimes can cause very, very, very major traumas in people's lives that maybe even lead to who knows what. You know, the worst of the worst. But, you know, mental health is a strange thing because you don't want to give people a pass and say, okay, go ahead and do awful things just because you have a mental health problem. But then again, we can't overlook it. We can't say, well, you know, that's an excuse. It's not an excuse. People have mental health issues. But you have to face it straight up and down. You can't deny it. There becomes the problem. If you're denying it and taking it out on other people, that's a problem. That's a major problem. And I'll tell you, you can find out who people are. Spend some time with some people. Live with some people. And you'll find out all about their mental health. And, you know, that's an interesting thing that has happened during this COVID thing is that people are spending more time together because there's less places to go, less practices, less school. People aren't as busy as they once were. So they're finding out what people are really like. And I think they're, I don't know. When this COVID thing is over, I think it's going to be very interesting. The outcomes that we see from this whole mess. But who knows? Monday, May the 4th, 2020, 53 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say about this? Mental health, a lot of interesting topics on the table this morning. We've had a lot of interesting calls. And I appreciate the phone calls, so keep them coming. Again, we're talking about mental health today. We're talking about the whole face mask thing here in Ohio. Should people wear them? Should people not? We're talking about the commemoration of the 50 years of the Kent State shootings. We're talking about the cold shower that I had to take this morning because for some reason that's all that would come out of the spigot is the cold water. And we're talking about, of course, my favorite subject, what happened to my 3 cents this morning as I was going through McDonald's. What a subject to talk about on Monday, May the 4th. And tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. 740-383-9944. Anybody with anything to say? We've got 6 minutes left in the program, so you can still get in and share your thoughts. Don't forget, a special Voice of the People with Linda Sims with Mayor Scott Schertzer coming up this morning live at 11:10 a.m. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lipp this morning, 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Another Voice of the People today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 to 6 p.m. today right here on WWGH Radio. And, you know, I forgot. You're exactly right. Somebody just pointed out to me. This is also the Star Wars thing. You know, May the 4th be with you. That's usually a big thing in school. May the 4th be with you. But with no school going on right now, I think that's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. I have not heard that in a while. You know, I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies. Isn't that interesting? I've never seen any of them. I've seen bits of them, but I've never watched one all the way through. And I know people are very addicted to these movies. But if you would ask me about Star Wars, I would have no clue. Now, I'm not saying I'm against it. I would probably watch a Star Wars movie, but I've never been around somebody who was highly interested in them, and I've never been highly interested in them, so I've never seen them. So I guess that's how that goes. 56 minutes past the hour, 4 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. Maybe there'll have to be a Star Wars watching party, you know, so I can catch up on the Star Wars. Heaven knows that did not go very well with Tiger King. You know, I had tried, I had planned to watch Tiger King. It didn't happen. It all fell through. But
you know, that's the way it goes. There's still time. It's still on Netflix. I guess I can still watch it at some point. Oh, it's an interesting Monday, that is for sure. And it's, you know, I am not particularly a sci-fi person, but I don't know if Star Wars is considered sci-fi. I don't know. I think it's become such a broad type of a movie, such a broad fan base. I'm not necessarily even sure that you would consider Star Wars to be sci-fi. See, people need to call in. We have like 3 minutes left here. That's all you'll get is 3 minutes. So if you're thinking about calling in, go ahead and call in. You've only got 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes out of your life you can spare. Think of how quick 3 minutes will go. 3 minutes is like 3 cents. 3 cents that you lose at the McDonald's window. If I can lose 3 cents this morning, you can spare 3 minutes. I know your phone is with you, wherever you are. If you're standing in the bathroom, whatever. I do like strawberry pie. Somebody just asked me if I like strawberry pie. I do like strawberry pie. And a matter of fact, I saw somebody yesterday buying a whole lot of strawberries. Whole lot of strawberries. Strawberry pie is good. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. WWGH Radio, Monday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, I guess. 58 minutes past the hour. You know, what is in strawberry pie, though? You know, I've never made a strawberry pie. I've never really watched anybody make a strawberry pie. I know strawberries are on top. But what is that concoction that's in a strawberry pie? It tastes awful good. I'll say that. Strawberry pie is the way to go. Ah, here comes a phone call. This is what we need. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Oh, did you spare 3 minutes for us?
I did.
Well, good. What's new?
Nothing. I'm getting ready for work.
Are you like in the bathroom right now putting on the makeup and doing the hair?
No, I don't normally wear makeup to go to work because I'm in the kitchen and that's gross.
So what were you in the process of doing that...
In the process of doing that
we interrupted this morning?
What was I doing? Nothing. I was drinking coffee and getting ready for work.
So getting ready for work means drinking coffee?
Yes. I have to, like, have 2 cups.
Well, then I think you could spare calling in then today.
I can.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
I only have, like, a minute left, right?
You know, I got control of that. What's new?
Nothing. I've just been working all weekend. We were busy.
So you've got some strawberry pie you're going to give me? Is this what you're saying?
Oh, sure. I can spare a piece. Yeah.
Spare a piece. What is the concoction?
Do you like strawberry pie?
I do like strawberry pie. What is that concoction in there?
What do you mean concoction?
You know, the strawberries are on top, but what's in the middle of it?
It's all mixed together. So it's fresh cut strawberries I buy strawberries constantly, and it's just like a gelatin, like sugary goodness mixed with strawberries. But it's really good. It doesn't have that. You know how sometimes like glaze has like a fake taste to it.
Yeah.
Like a weird. Yeah, this one doesn't.
Well, I hear they're very popular. I was talking to.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear they're just flying off the shelves over there.
Yes, they are.
So are you sure you can spare a piece? I don't want to put you like in the...
I can. I can go... I know I have to drive all the way to Indiana to get the glaze for it from Wick's Pie.
Now, how often do you go to Indiana to do this?
I'm hoping I only have to do it once this year. Last year I had to make 2 trips because we get the pie crust. I don't have time to make the pie crust homemade, obviously, but these pie crusts are so good for like cream pies and stuff because they're already baked and you freeze them and then you just take them out and they're ready to go. You don't have to like put them back in the oven or anything. They're like perfect. And you can only, they don't sell them in the stores in Ohio anymore. So I have to go to the factory to get them.
Oh. Now,
yeah.
Is this going to be like a delivery? Do I get like a diet root beer and a strawberry pie delivered?
Oh, when do you need the delivery?
Well, you know, I mean, it could be in the, that could be like a breakfast item, couldn't it? That could be how I get ready for work.
With strawberry pie? Sure.
Yeah, strawberry pie, a diet root beer, you know.
Strawberries
are
fruit.
Strawberries are fruit. Now, you know, somebody told me the other day to live to an old age that you've got to exercise some, you've got to drink a lot of water, and you've got to eat a good breakfast.
Who told you that?
Do you think it was wrong? was it faulty information? I don't know.
No. No, I like to eat breakfast. I don't. Honestly, we have no groceries at our house right now. I have not been to the store.
Oh, no. So what do you guys eat at night? Strawberry pie?
Last night, honestly, we were, a couple of us were in our kitchen. I go, man, I should have had you bring home, because I did not work last night, the night shift. I was there, but I left early. And I was like, I should have had you bring home some strawberry pie. And they're like, I meant to do that. And we almost ran back to work at 11 to go get a piece of pie.
So this is what's going on in your household at night. You're thinking about, should I run back across town to get a strawberry pie?
I mean, it only takes 5 minutes.
Well, that's not, now, what about this Star? I've never seen the Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars is good. I haven't watched it for a long time. But there was, I mean, I've watched the movies a couple times through. Now, the newer ones I haven't seen because I've been so busy. But for a period of time, yeah, we watched them. My son was really into them, the oldest one. Into the Star Wars Legos and the books and everything.
Well,
you know me, I'd rather watch a rom-com.
Well, that's... Well, you'd rather watch me doing a Facebook Live, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, put it up on the big screen, because when that's on, the world needs to stop, because that's entertainment.
I'm just going to bring you a roll of pennies, so you'll have lots of 3 cents.
No, is there a problem with this? Am I complaining too much about this?
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, do you know what's going on there? You work in the food service business. What is the problem?
We always give back change.
Yeah, so
what's the problem?
Well, I give them a dollar and a dime, and it's $1.07, and they don't even respond. I give it to them, and they just shut the window.
Does it happen every time?
A lot. 90%.
Really?
Yeah.
We always give back change. So that's weird. Is it the same person?
No, this morning it was a whole new person, and she not only didn't respond, she shut the window.
She didn't like you.
I know. She'd had enough of me this morning. She said, who is this guy? We don't need him.
Yeah. I mean, clearly they can make change if it's $1.07 from $1.10. Any high school kid can do that.
Well, and like so. I say, if it's going to Ronald McDonald House, I'm happy to donate to that. 3 cents is not a big issue, but just say that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, just ask next time. Just be like, hey, can I have my 3 cents back? Or, like, is there somewhere that's going or what? I always prefer, right, since I do work in food, I hate when people don't ask us questions and then they just wonder and speculate. I'd rather they just ask us directly.
Well, yeah, I think, and that's what, tomorrow morning, we might solve a lot of these problems, because if I have to take a cold shower again tomorrow morning, here's what I don't think anything's broken, I just think I'm going to forget tonight, because you don't think about hot water, and by the time I get home, I'm not going to think about it, and I won't reset that button, and it takes a while for it to warm back up, like an hour or two, and...
Oh, you have to reset the button?
You just have to push the button, because it's an electric hot water tank. I don't know what causes it.
We can remind you on the Facebook.
Yeah, somebody needs to remind me on the Facebook. That's exactly.
There we go.
Now, see,
that's
why
what
do you
we do?
Why do you do that? The Facebook. Oh my goodness.
Well, the Roku,
the Facebook. You got the McDonald's. It's a whole thing.
But you know where I'm going to stick up for these high school kids, because I work with all high school kids, and my high school kids are amazing. My employees.
Oh, they're good kids.
Honestly, yes, and they know how to make change in their head. And they're very good at communication with, you know, I don't always step in. I kind of let them sometimes handle stuff on their own, because I think that's a good skill for them to learn. Not having an adult, like, I don't want to be like a helicopter boss or anything.
I had a good time with them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're fun. But they do care. I heard someone say that they don't care. And I was like, well, some of them actually care. Some of them worry. Like, some of them, it really upsets them if, like, the customer's not happy.
I can see that.
So I get very concerned.
So tomorrow morning, because of this whole mess, of me. Hopefully there's no cold shower, but tomorrow morning there'll be strawberry pie and there'll be diet root beer. Is that the plan?
I'll drop a piece of pie. Do you want whipped cream or no whip?
Oh, whipped cream is good. I like whipped cream.
Yeah, I got a new kind of whipped cream and it's really good.
So now, what about the drink? Are you gonna like stop and get a fresh drink, or how are we gonna work this tomorrow morning? This will be good.
Oh, I'll stop and get you a fresh drink.
This is gonna be so nice, and we'll have such fun tomorrow with this.
I'll have to let you know what time I'm gonna stop. It might not be right at like your 8 o'clock hour.
Oh,
but
that's
it will
okay.
Be there.
That's okay. Whenever you make it between 8 and 10, well, hopefully closer to 9 than... Yeah.
It'd be more 9-ish.
Yeah, 9-ish is good. Because I won't have time to eat it, because I'm not sure what in the world... Because sometimes when I'm off the air, I stick around here a while, and sometimes not. But, you know, as long as it's during the show, so I can give a nice little review of it. Well, that'll be it'll be a little review tomorrow.
Right.
Which I'm sure will be positive.
I hope so. I hope it's not the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, God, the biscuits and gravy. Jeez, my stomach's still turning from that. But
you know what? I have to say this real quick. I saw a picture of a biscuits and gravy. So, you know, like the chocolate fountains?
Yeah. Who would want that?
I saw a picture that someone ran the gravy through a fountain, and then people were dipping the biscuits in the...
You know where that was? That was probably down in one of those hollers in Kentucky. And they don't know what in the world's going on. That's going to clog not only their arteries, that's going to clog that fountain. I wouldn't want to be the one who had to clean it.
No. Ooh. Those things are horrible to clean.
What a mess. So tomorrow morning, we have a big hook here. The strawberry pie, the fresh drink tomorrow. It's going to be a thing tomorrow morning.
Yep, it is.
I'm looking forward to it. Have a great day at work, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Guess what? I'm done for the day. I'm way over on time. Adam, coming up next.
1282 North Main Street on May 6th from noon until 1 p.m. Social distancing will be practiced. A private funeral service for the family will be held on May 6th at 1:30 p.m. with Dr. Freddie Dutton presiding. The service will be aired live on Channel 3 and streamed the COA.